Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Au Pair by Emma Rouse, published by Pitkus in 2018. Today's book is all about secrets, rumours, and a grand seaside family home. Seraphine is mourning the loss of her father, and as she cleans up his study, she finds a rare photograph. Her mother committed suicide on the day Seraphine and her twin brother were born, jumping off a cliff near their family home, Summerbourn, and so there are no photographs of them as babies. But hidden inside her father's papers, she finds a photograph of her mother, but she's holding only one baby, not two. And in the background sits the mysterious au pair who left days after the twins were born. Why is there only one baby? And why did the au pair Laura leave so suddenly? Is it connected? And is this the reason why Seraphine has always felt like a stranger in her own family? Seraphine begins a search into Laura's current whereabouts, despite her twin and older brother and grandmother's pleas to leave the past alone. Then the story flips back to 1992, the year Seraphine was born, and the story of a young au pair escaping her unhappy life with her stepfather to work at Summerbourn. At first, it seems like a dream to work for a nice family, but over time, cracks start to form. And meanwhile, Seraphine is also anxious that her grandmother will take her beloved Summerbourn away from her and bequeath it to her twin brother. And when Seraphine begins to get threats to stop interfering in the past, she's further determined to find out the truth. Now, The Au Pair feels like it should be a book from a different age. I kept having to remind myself that the past in this book was 1992, which may be ancient history for some of you, but I can remember 1992 very clearly. But life at Summerbourn has a really timeless quality about it. Before mobile phones and the internet, it could have been any time in the 20th century in a large house on a cliff as Laura looks after Seraphine's older brother, although he's four at the time. While The Au Pair felt like a book from an earlier time, it's been written in a way that which made me fly through the pages as the story switches between Seraphine and Laura. It's a cliche, yes, but this is a real page-turner. The character of Seraphine is determined to find out the truth behind her own birth and her family, and is desperate to keep her claim on Summerbourn, despite what her family says. She's a loner, she never understood the need for friends, and often speaks her mind without any type of filter. And this made me worry for Seraphine. She only has her family and her home, and I was concerned she was going to find out that she was in fact a changeling, like the local villagers claim. Similarly, Laura is a lost character. She's naive and desperate for love, and this gets her in trouble time and time again. Like all Gothic-style novels, I felt she didn't quite have enough to occupy her mind, and in her isolation, her crushes took on greater proportions and, of course, got her into strife. So if you like Gothic tales, family seaside homes, twisted family secrets and mysterious deaths and births, I recommend The Au Pair by Emma Rouse. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.